Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Well, listen, we've been talking about them already quite a bit. The Dublin Marathon is on this coming weekend. It's on Sunday. Lots of people have been on with us. It's huge, absolutely huge. And they are trying to improve it all the time as well. So here we go again for the 2025 Dublin Marathon. And there are huge benefits there. Lots of people have never done it in their lives. Loads of people have done, you know, countless amounts of marathons, not just the Dublin Marathon, but various marathons, including the Beals that we had on there on the kickstart earlier on. Daniel, he's not doing it, is he? Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel's on the line. How are you, Daniel?
How are you?
Are you doing the marathon? Sorry, I'm laughing there.
I am in me hoop. That's why I'm ringing in, Ian. I was listening to that there. I've never understood it, Ian. I've never, ever understood it. People putting themselves through that agony. I mean, that fella you had on the line there doing 30 marathons.
I know, yeah.
I think he's shaking the brains out of himself, to be honest with you now, the poor fella.
It is pretty grueling, all right. Yeah, go on.
Breaking up your knees and your body when they could be at home, all curled up with a nice warm couch and a nice cup of tea.
Cup of tea, yeah.
I mean, do you know the first lad ever to do a marathon?
Go on. Was he? He was in Greece, was it?
That's right. Do you remember his name?
No, I don't, honestly. Athena or something, no? No?
It wasn't, no. Ah, you love your old quizzes, don't you? His name is Pheidippides.
Pheidippides, yeah, I know him well.
Do you know where he ran from?
Where?
He ran from Marathon.
Oh, yes, of course. That's why it's called Marathon, yeah.
To Athens.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to him?
What?
He died when he arrived there. Good luck. Good. See what I mean? Hold on. No, but see, the thing is, I mean, to be honest, Ian, would you ever do a marathon?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I really don't think, but I am fascinated. And people do say that you get all kinds of, you know,
that's
great...
That's a long way from running a marathon, Ian, being fascinated.
I know. Yeah. Would you? Would you ever do it?
No.
No.
I'm asking you, when's the last time you ran anywhere?
I ran anywhere. I think I ran for a bus many, many years ago. And I think I got it too, yeah.
It's bank holiday weekend, Ian. Yeah, yeah. All you're running towards is a bottle of Rioja Reserva. Anyway, I know Paula McSweeney is doing it.
Paula,
so
she
good
is.
Good luck to Paula. And good best luck to Paula,
indeed. Yeah. Good luck to Paula McSweeney, yes. She's representing the station this year. Yeah. Maybe it'll be me next year. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, so would you even watch it now?
No, not really. Yeah. I was reading there this week, though. I was just flicking through something. Father Brian D'Arcy was telling me about this fella. Yeah. He said he's entering the Enhanced Olympics. Did you see that fella where everyone...
The Enhanced, the swimmer guy, yeah.
Father Brian was telling me about this fella. And now, if every one of the 23,000 runners could horse drugs into themselves, that'd be great TV. Yeah. You know, that'd be actually... RTE could actually do something decent for the first time.
Okay.
A Dublin City Marathon with everybody off their gimp.
Marathon, yeah.
Enhanced Marathon on RTE. Do you know what? I'd drive down to see that. So I would.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much, Daniel. That's great. And good luck everybody. Good luck to everybody taking part in the whole... Ray D'Arcy. Oh, Ray D'Arcy. Oh, he loves to run. How are you, Ray? I presume. Are you running the marathon?
Yeah, how are you? I'm doing it twice.
Twice?
Well, I'm running it, then I'm running back to the start again. So, nothing else to do. You know yourself. Well done. Great show. Good luck.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.